WJQM, DeForest Madison. Every morning. Krista and the Morning Rush.
Bought a big bag of chocolate.
You did?
Yeah, that mixed bag. All right. It's like Twix and Three Musketeers and Milky Way.
All right. I'd like to see little that bite size here tomorrow.
So that way you don't feel as big, you know, little bite-sized.
You feel
size
a little bit better about yourself.
This is 93.1 Jams.
Good morning and welcome back to your work week on this Monday morning with Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Wow, what a weekend that we had.
Oh, absolutely. Fun stuff.
I love being tired on a Monday.
It's fabulous.
It's awesome.
It was good. Had a great time on Saturday, Chicks with Sticks. Super fun, by the way. I enjoyed watching our sister station, Ebo from The Zone, in the dunk tank.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I enjoyed one of our listeners that went into the dunk tank.
So I heard that there was a listener. I wasn't there, but I heard there was a listener that decided to take their pants off for the dunk tank. Is that correct?
Yeah, she did, Shady.
I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, Shady, you may have seen the picture, but when she was sitting on my lap, I said, man, that's the wettest a girl's ever been around me. Sorry, was that too dirty for this early in the morning?
But yes, it was a lot of fun in it. It's the first one ever, so we'll do it again with our sister stations with Magic and Q and JJO, so super fun. And then, of course, yesterday, we walked the Pride.
Mm-hmm. All about acceptance, love, and peace. You can see all the pictures up at madtownjams.com in our lovely gallery. Mm-hmm. So I want to point something out about this morning.
Yes.
I get excited in this time of year because it is 6 o'clock, and as you can see, you can't see the sun yet.
Oh, yes, it's perfect. Right,
it's finally getting darker
uh-huh. again.
It's finally, the darkness is back. And
means fall is around the corner.
No, and Mercury retrograde is over for those people.
Oh, my gosh.
So let's see, us water signs, if you're a Cancer, Pisces, anything like that, you are now not limited by the stars.
Yeah, if you have had just horrible things happen to you one after another, that is retrograde.
It's over.
It's over. Thank gosh.
It ended yesterday, so if you wake up this morning feeling with a little bit of boost of energy like I did,
I feel good.
It's because Mercury retrograde is over. Yay! So, yeah.
Okay, I'm a Cancer, but I didn't even know that this was a thing.
It's a thing.
Apparently.
Also, I don't know if you heard in our little promo, we have a super exciting announcement today about Taste coming up at 7:40.
Yeah, get ready for this, especially the ladies. You're not going to want to miss out on this. It's going to be a fun day, as we always are hoping to offer that to you. And Tough Love with Siri, she is coming up next with Krista in the Morning Rush, right here on 93.1 Jams.
You're in her world now.
Men are big dumb animals. That was just some free life advice.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
I'll leave that to you both to answer.
I mean, most guys, not me.
Oh, just not you.
Yeah, I am the greatest, sexiest thing alive.
I even posted an article on my blog saying how guys are big dumb animals because like girls can't go to music festivals anymore without being like groped and ogled and like tried just like being slipped like drugs and things.
Yeah,
and
that's not cool.
I know, right?
Like, not cool.
Like guys at festivals are creepy.
I feel like that's always been the thing at music festivals, but
well,
yeah.
Well, it's about to be festival season, so guys, stop being such dirty animals, please.
I think that's a good thing to say. 3210931. Pick up the phone if you want to ask Siri a question. Love to hear from you. Hit us up on our text line at 30734, JAMS931, Snapchat.
Instagram, Facebook, of course, 93.1 Jams, and always hit us up at madtownjams.com with all of your inquiries for Siri.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have a message here from our Friends with Benefits member, Melody. Siri, I interviewed for a job, but I haven't heard anything yet. Does it mean that I did something wrong?
Yes, you did something wrong that caused that company to ghost you. You see, my dear, you committed the horrendous crime of not being related to management. That's typically how big business works. Your interview was just a show so they could hire one of the supervisor's nephews to the position. Next time, do yourself a favor and be blood related to the senior vice president of Ask Hissing or something. Is it dumb and unfair? Yes. Are they going to get in trouble for it? No. But that's okay for you, because do you really want to work for people like that? Didn't think so.
Yeah, I have a very close girlfriend of mine that lives out here, and her boss is actually married to one of the other girls that she works with. And
oh, really?
You know that? You know how that's occurring?
You can't, you can't dip it in the company.
No, honey. No. All the favors goes to that person. You know, they're in their office doing their thing.
Their thing.
Mm-hmm. You know what thing that is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's okay. They're married. They'll hate each other eventually.
It'll eventually end.
Question off Instagram here from Candace says, Siri, me and my boyfriend got engaged, but I know it was a mistake. How can I get out of my yes without hurting him?
Oh, boy.
Wow. Let's take a step back here for a second. That ship has sailed, circumvented the globe and returned to port with exotic spices. What I mean by that, it's way too late to do this painlessly. Your guy is just like any other. He has a super fragile ego. The only way you are going to get through this is to make him think calling off the wedding was his idea. Luckily, we are ladies and we are the mentally superior gender here. Manipulating him shouldn't be to heart. The key here is to start mentioning how expensive the wedding will be. So it's time to get him hooked on Say Yes to the Dress.
Love that show, by the way.
I had to watch that show once.
Yeah?
I was forced to watch that show once, and I will never watch that show again.
Oh, it's okay. I'm going to wear this wedding for like 2 hours, one day out of my life, then keep it in the attic for the rest of my entire life. I'm happy to spend $40,000 on it.
Listen, Aaron, there are people that are married and happy.
Speaking of weddings, I need a wedding date by November.
So. Oh, yeah. All right. We have a snap here from Vince with a question, Siri. I've been working out for 2 months now and haven't noticed anything. Am I just working out incorrectly? That's a good question.
I'm pretty sure as long as you aren't herniating any major organs, that there isn't such a thing as working out wrong. Taking a 5-minute walk counts as working out, and that's probably not easy to fuck up. Now, I don't know because I don't have a body, let alone one that needs maintenance, but I'm pretty sure physical fitness takes time. You can't do one crunch and expect to turn that gut into a six-pack overnight. If you are that eager for results, Krista, can you get this dude Dr. Bartel's number?
Nice! Yes, I can, honey. Yes, I can. That's hilarious.
Just get all that fat sucked out and put somewhere else.
That's right. It's called liposuction. I've never done it, but I had a girlfriend who did it. Actually, she had labiaplasty done, then lipo after.
Nice. I gotta get rid of my moobs.
Your man boobs? Oh, Dr. Bartel takes care of that, too.
Got to hit him up. So we got a text here from Brenda, who's a Friends of Benefits member. Siri, guys are total wimps when trying to pick me up. Is there any way I can pick up guys?
Oh.
Of course there are ways for you to pick up guys. Just try picking them up with your legs and not your back. Did you see what I did there?
Oh, my gosh.
I deliberately misunderstood what you mean when you said picking up guys. And from thence the humor arose. Good for you, by the way. Guys suck at flirting, and it's up to us ladies to show them how it's done. There are some guidelines you have to follow here. Flirting in a subtle way is basically invisible to guys. The only way they will notice is by you doing something totally obvious. Just walk up to a guy you like and say, "You. Me? Sex, please." But of course they will still think you're sending mixed signals.
I'll be like, "Wait, what? I'm sorry, I just don't understand what you're saying."
Because you're not really listening to her, you're just staring at her.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
You went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second.
Nah, let's go back where it all started.
Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
Danny. Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam's Second Date Update. Hottest thing around with the summertime.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about freckling. Remember you told us about that.
Oh, yes.
Freckling season is almost over. It's almost cuffing season, so you really want to find that somebody. You want to, you know, get that first date. Hopefully get more dates than just that one.
I know.
But it's harder to get just that first date. It's hard to get that second date.
Well, that's what you have to do. And we've got our boy Nick on the phone, who actually went out with a young lady by the name of Trish. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm all right. I think I've been better, honestly.
Well, you know.
Tell us about this date.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little confused, to be honest, because it was an awesome date. You know, we met through mutual friends on Facebook. You know, she's really cute. We had a lot of, like, good sort of message banter going back and forth. And so then I said, why don't we go out and go to Fancy Roll and get some ice cream? So she was down with the idea. Yeah, I thought it was, like, a low-key fun way to do it. It wasn't, like, boozing, not the bar thing. So, we had what I thought was a really awesome date. And she said she wanted to hang out again. And I've texted her, I think, 4 or 5 times, and I've called her twice, and I haven't heard anything back from her.
Got it.
So I'm just a little confused because she said she did want to go out again. So I'm trying to go back.
Oh, really?
Do you think it might have been, so I got to go through the list just because I got to go through the list. Did you shower? Did you brush your teeth? Did you put on cologne? Did your feet stink?
Yeah, I did all those things. I'm a clean guy. I got a good job.
Like, that's good. Okay.
I look all right. Got all my teeth.
Very important to me. It just is.
Was it something maybe you said or maybe something you've done that would have been a little bit of quirky, or you just don't know?
Now, there's one small thing, but I can't even imagine it would be even a thing. But when we were there and I was scooping some hot lunch sauce onto her ice cream, and I spilled a little bit on her dress, and, you know, she Yeah, I got a towel. I got some seltzer water. No. It was not a big deal. It was just like
doesn't
a small
like
thing,
it.
And the stain came out, I think. So I don't think that would be it. But if she was really uptight, I think that's maybe what it would be. But that's all I can
say. Well, I'll just be honest. If she was wearing some cute satin dress
on,
and you got
it.
Chocolate
just
on
chocolate
it.
Sauce.
Well, if it was satin, it would have ruined it. And then I was going to ask, hopefully you didn't have a comb over. So it sounds like it was a decent date. And then you said she just didn't want one. So how long has it been since you last spoken with her?
A week and a half now.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
All
That's
right.
not too bad.
But listen, let's not wait any longer. We are going to give her a call. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready. Yeah. All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Trish?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm great. Who is this?
She's like, who's the creep?
This is Shady, and then we have the ultimately gorgeous and goddess-like Krista from Krista in the Morning Rush, and we're here out of Madison on 93.1 Jams doing a little bit of interest in your love life.
Woo!
Second date update. Heard of it? You're on it.
Yes.
Yes.
You're famous. You're popular.
So, you went on a date with Nick. Do you remember Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Nick.
Well, Nick is wondering why you didn't get back to him after your lovely date at the Fancy Roll at West Town Mall.
His memory really can't be that short.
Oh my gosh, girl! She's very blunt and to the point. What are you talking about?
I mean, it's been like a week and a half, and he said everything, you know, went right at the date, and so he's kind of wondering what happened. It sounds like you, though, have a definitive moment of the date that things went south.
I mean, for the most part, he was... You know, he was really nice. He's cute. And we had a good time. But we went out to Fancy Roll. I sounds like he told you. And he, you know, we're getting our ice cream and he spilled chocolate sauce on me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He told us. Just
he
a little bit. Just a little drop, he said.
Yeah, no, it was way more than that. He spilled like the entire container, like a pint of chocolate sauce all over my dress.
Really?
And I was covered for the rest of the night. There was nothing else I could do. I was sticky and miserable, and it was awful.
Oh, my gosh. So you're literally coated with chocolate sauce. I mean, did you wipe it off with water? I mean, that's like the worst stain, by the way. I've been through it.
I at least was able to mop up what was on my legs and everything, so I could not just stick together the rest of the night. But my dress was...
Ruined.
Basically ruined. I mean, it's that stain's not coming out.
All right. Well, listen, I don't want to wait any longer because that's a clear difference from a drop to a gallon of chocolate sauce. Nick, did you seriously pour it all over her? And number two, you were at the mall. You could have purchased a brand new dress for her.
Right.
Taking
By the way, Nick's on the line there, Trish.
Yeah.
I'm as upset then as she is now. And honestly, yeah, maybe it was a little more than a drop. It's not like I poured it over her head on purpose. It was an accident, and you know it was an accident, and I apologize for it. So I'm surprised, honestly, after the date that we had, that you would let an accident sort of prevent you from pursuing something. I guess that's my issue.
Now, did you offer...
I don't know what that's like to me.
Yeah. Did you offer to lick it off?
Oh, Shady.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, it would have been cute. You didn't offer, did you help out clean it up or napkins?
It wasn't exactly just like.
Yeah, of course I did. I got paper towels from behind the
apology.
Towel.
It was, sorry.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, girl. And you were just in this wet, damp dress the entire night. I could see that this is probably the date from hell.
I really tried to make the best of it, but it just, by the time I got home, I was so sticky and miserable and gross. And I just, I couldn't make myself want to do that again.
Sure. Well, clearly it was
like
a mistake.
Spill ice cream and a hot fudge sauce on you every single time. That's not going to happen. I mean,
that could be fun though when that time is.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we go for a fondue date, and next time it's like I just can't take that kind of risk.
Well, how about this? How about we pay for another date, and we'll let's see. What's safe?
What's a safe
we'll,
place?
We'll hook you guys up to one of our paint nights. You can go paint with Krista. How about that?
You guys can get together
and you can paint. That way, making a mess is totally okay.
Good call, my man.
What do you say?
Or are you too traumatized?
It's just paint. It'll wash off.
I mean, I guess if it's intended, I can I'm willing to give it another shot. He was a nice guy.
Aw, Nick, you're a nice guy. So nice guy, Nick. Would you like to take out our lovely nice girl, Trish, to a lovely paint night? You guys can paint some beautiful art together with Krista.
I would. You know, I thought we had good chemistry. I understand. I made a mistake, so I'm glad that she's willing to give me a second chance.
That's fabulous. Awesome. Well, you guys will have an amazing time at Zoop.
I know. I can't wait to see what you paint. Yay! All right, this was a fun morning, especially with Shady, because it's true, ladies. You can now enjoy the fact of an opportunity to go out on a date with Shady.
Yes, absolutely. So send us your snaps at jams93.1. And the question of the day is, what is the first song that you listen to once you get in your car? And then if we select you, we'll get a little information from you. Then my lovely radio wife, Krista, is going to pick the final three contestants over the weekend, so by Monday you will know if you'll be up on stage at Taste of Madison playing our lovely dating game with us.
Super excited about Taste of Madison. Of course, Rip, Loud, Luxury, Queen, Nyjah, and Ao and Tao will be on stage. But we want to be on stage as well, so we have a lot of fun things planned for you.
Yeah.
So much going on.
Mm-hmm. Also, thanks to everyone who asked the Tough Love with Siri questions. Melody, Candace, we appreciate it. Brenda, also second date update. It happens. You go out on a date and you're like, yeah, that's the one for me, and then you get ghosted.
Mm-hmm. Kinda How about sucks. That ghost hunting?
It's all a good time. So once again, we appreciate you listening to us. If by chance you're very busy in the morning, can't listen to our entire show, how else can they listen?
You can always go to madtownjams.com, see all the fun stuff we put up there. You can also ask Siri questions if you have any for her. You can listen to Second Date Update, see what's going on inside Krista's head. And of course, you can always download our podcast as well. It's our entire show in less than 20 minutes. You can do that off our website or on iTunes and Google Play.
Also, thanks to our friends at Claire Brew and Vita Eyes, loving on the Badgers, give back the Bucky's Cherry Berry. Delicious.
Blish.
Mm-hmm. I love it on this. Portion of the proceeds from each can goes to support the Badgers Give Back program, which is very, you know, very important right here in Wisconsin for their athletics. So there you have it.
Mm-hmm. Any big plans today for anyone?
I'm going to go to the gym.
Me too. I'm going to go see Ethan.
I'm going to work out on my own. I see Hans tomorrow.
Yeah.
Shady?
I'm going to go to our lovely friends at New Health Chiropractic. Go see Dr. Rich.
Rich. We love Rich, by the way.
Yes.
Yes. So there you have it. Yes. Make sure you check out our Facebook page too for all of our social. And we have all of our photos up from Pride.
Yes. Go to madtownjams.com and click that gallery to see if you're in it. I bet you are.
Probably. All right. We'll talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Bye.